Have you heard of the little church that could? Join Pastor Bob Enyart at Denver Bible Church for Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., worship service from 10:50 until noon, and our Sunday evening Bible study at 6 p.m. Located at Two Roads School at 7180 Oak Street in Arvada, Colorado. Join us on Sundays as we study the meat of the Word of God, to worship our awesome Creator and to equip the saints for the service of the Lord. Children are a blessing from God, but when parents reject and ignore His wisdom and teaching about parenting, children can grow up to be a curse to their parents and to the world around them. What does the Bible say about parents and children, education, and child discipline? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this powerful and critical topic in his teaching series, Raising Godly Children. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.
About Tim Tebow, we got to talk science. Forget the Broncos for now. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to another episode of Real Science Friday. I'm Bob Enyart, and I'm thrilled that we have Aaron Ra back on the show. He's a very well-known atheist and an evolutionist who appears on YouTube. Aaron Ra, welcome back.
How you do?
Good to hear your voice. So, Aaron, right. We're going to talk about your phylogeny challenge, but first, do you have any initial thoughts or any thoughts about last week's discussion?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. At some point, you said that last week, I just listened to a little bit of it again, and I understood, you know, it's interesting listening to it again and understanding where we kind of talked past each other and a couple of other things I'd noticed. I mean, for example, it didn't even occur to me that you had mentioned that every single cosmologist in the world would have said that having a center of the galaxy, or the center of the universe, rather, was a philosophical position, and that you said that, all the cosmologists in the world agree with you in stating that we don't have measurements, we don't have data to conclude that there is no center. So you said that no cosmologist that there is no center of the universe.
No, let me state it again. Cosmologist would agree with your assertion that there are scientific measurements or data that show that the universe lacks a center.
Let me paraphrase then. Every cosmologist agrees with me rather than you that in order to have a center, you would have to have the data that you say does not exist. Because a center is a mathematical plot, and if you don't have the data from either edge, then you can't have a center by definition.
All right. Now, first of all, Aaron, I was responding to your assertion, which is a positive assertion.
It's a negative assertion. That makes it negative.
Maybe you don't know what an assertion is, but to say that, for example, that there are no tree rings, that would be a positive assertion. And then we would see if there are.
A negative claim.
Okay.
It's a negative claim.
All right, fine. So
to
you
say
think
that there are tree rings is a positive claim by adding the word
an assertion,
no, to make it negative.
All right, so you
an
think
assertion would be something that you state as fact but is not supported by data.
All right,
once
now
again, the center is dependent on your having measurements of the edges.
Now the standard
plot where the center is.
We're not
if
talking about where the center. We're not. I'm not
you
talking.
You don't have a center.
Aaron Ra, are you familiar with what was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences on this very topic in the last 2 years? Do you know?
No, I was just says that everywhere in the universe,
let me let you know what they published. They just published an alternative to the standard model of Big Bang cosmology, which asserts that there very well may be boundaries in a center to the universe, and the model that was published recently in the Proceedings of the NAS is similar. It has significant similarities with a creationist model that's been published for many years now. So that's the NAS. And
what are these similarities, I'm curious?
That the universe has a center and boundaries. That's for starters.
There very well may be
right.
boundaries to the universe, but we don't know where they are.
I never asserted that we did.
Okay, I didn't assert that we did either.
Here's what you did.
Where they are.
Here's what you did.
Without right. knowing where the edges are, you obviously cannot plot a center. Do you at least agree with this? How do you find a center? You have to know where the edges are, right?
The redshift data, although it may not be determinative, but now tens of thousands of galaxies have been plotted. They've been put on a three-dimensional map of the universe, and it appears that there may be quantized redshifts indicating that from every direction we look from the Earth, that there are spheres of galaxies around us. And if that were true, it would falsify the standard model, and it would say that there is a center and we're near the center. Now, I'm not asserting that that's true. I'm okay. saying that when you criticize creationists and the Bible, and your evidence for this criticism was that the universe does not have a center, I was saying you don't know that. You can't show the data that that's true. It might not be true. So you should remove that criticism of yours from creationists.
It's a mathematical proof. I can't remove it. It's a fact.
Well, call the NAS.
If you don't have the data for the edges, you can't plot a center.
Well,
and not only that.
Call the NAS.
Let's clarify.
Go ahead.
I was just watching Lawrence Krauss, A Universe from Nothing, wherein he explains at 10:35 or thereabouts that from our perspective, you would get this three-dimensional graph that you're talking about. And in fact, you would get that perspective from everywhere in the universe.
No, that is completely not true. You will
okay.
not find...
Argue Lawrence Krauss with
you will
it.
Not
you
find...
The one that told
you're misunderstanding
me.
What he's saying.
All right.
Yeah.
You told me every cosmologist agreed with you.
Yes.
And I'm only citing one who clearly does not.
No, I'm asserting that he does this. Yes, wherever you are in the universe, if the standard model is true, when you look out, it's going to look the same everywhere. Now, that is not true if the quantized redshift data holds up. Then it's not true. And so what I'm asserting...
Why would it not be true?
Because if there are spheres of galaxies, as in millions of galaxies centered on the Earth approximately, our part of the Milky Way, then if you were somewhere else, you would not be in the center of those concentric spheres. That's why it wouldn't be true.
Do you accept that the Earth orbits the sun?
Yes.
And that would you also accept that the sun turns along with the rest of the Milky Way galaxy?
Yes, and the sun only has 2% of the
sun. Rather, you would accept that the galaxy is a spinning disk.
Yes, and we're in a local group of galaxies that are also rotating.
Right. You're not suggesting that in this boiling mass of billions and billions of spinning galaxies, equivalent to our own in many respects, you are not suggesting that the center of the universe runs through the center of our galaxy. Rather, you are suggesting that the center of the universe runs through an orbital position on the periphery of one of those galaxies. That is not even conceptually possible.
No, it is conceptually possible. I have a higher view of science than you do, Aaron. You assert, for example, that you assert that science cannot tell us absolute truth. You assert that in your third video, your fourth video.
I say, and I keep getting misquoted about this, is that we cannot honestly claim knowledge of absolute truth. And then I go on to explain why. And everybody that criticizes me for saying that omits the next line where I say why.
All right. We have a clip from you where it starts, in reality, there's no such thing as absolute truth. It's only 10 seconds. Let's hear that.
In reality, there is no such thing as absolute truth. Everything within the capacity of human understanding contains a degree of error, and everything men know to be true is only true to a degree.
Thank you. You included the part everybody else leaves out.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to take you out of context.
Certainly.
So, Aaron, let me tell you something science teaches us, which is absolute, an absolute truth, that the universe does not orbit around the Earth once every 24 hours. That doesn't happen. I did a quick calculation with a pencil right before the show. If it were true, if the whole universe was orbiting around the Earth daily. The galaxies that are 13 billion light years away, they'd have to be moving at 30 trillion times the speed of light. And you could check my math. I just figured that out.
I'm glad that you are not holding to what you just suggested.
Now, I am asserting to you, I am too holding to what I just suggested, and I'm asserting to you that I know that science proves conclusively that the whole universe is not orbiting around the Earth once every 24 hours. That's not happening. You think right. Science cannot tell us anything absolutely, no absolute truth. And so I assert to you, for example, that is absolutely true that the universe is not orbiting around the Earth once every 24 hours. Do you agree that that's
absolutely?
Do you agree that that is absolutely true that the universe is not orbiting around the Earth once every 24 hours?
No.
You don't agree that that's absolutely true?
No.
So you don't believe absolute truth exists?
Absolute truth?
Yeah.
No.
Because is that
everything
okay?
Can be within the realm of delusion.
Well, do you exist?
Illusion. And so the safer position and the position that science must take is that surely we have to be wrong about something somewhere.
Of
and
course.
And what is critical
right.
to improving our understanding
of course.
Is to identify where those failures are.
I could falsify your claim you're making right now by this. If science cannot tell us absolutely that the entire universe is not orbiting around the Earth every 24 hours, it cannot tell us anything. It can't lead us in the general right direction if it can't say absolutely that the whole universe isn't revolving around us every 24 hours.
Again, if everything is an illusion, if all the evidence that we have implying...
Okay.
All the evidence
I'll address
that we have is you know, created by some matrix, and we're actually in a spinning globe, in which case there is a center to the universe.
I'll address
then
that.
Then how would we know?
I'll address that.
But within the confines of this computer-enhanced hallucination, this video game in which we live, we still have to adhere to the reality that applies to us.
All right. Let me address this with two questions to you. First, in trying to find common ground, because I believe absolute truth exists, and I think you do too. You're just afraid to admit it.
I'm not afraid of anything.
Well, I think so.
Grant this.
Here's this
question. When you claim knowledge that is infallible, how do you improve your perspective?
You learn more.
You can't.
Let me ask you this.
Infallible.
All right, here's my first
two
questions.
If you have absolute truth, that means you know everything. It means you know everything about
everything.
No,
it doesn't. Absolute truth is not a synonym for omniscience. And in your video, you make it very clear that absolute truth is not a synonym for omniscience. Why would you change the topic just to win a point?
I didn't change the topic.
You have.
It's exactly what you just quoted from me.
Is not a synonym for omniscience.
Right, and I didn't imply that it was.
Well, you just did right at this moment, because if you knew anything else that was wrong, then you didn't have any absolute truth.
You can't claim absolute truth, because then you're not permitting a realm of error.
Okay, you're confusing omniscience with absolute truth. I'm sorry you're doing that.
I'm not doing that for everything. I'm talking about for that topic.
Let's narrow our discussion to particular facts of reality that are absolutely true. Not omniscient knowledge of everything, just particular.
Pretty much mathematics would be your limit there.
Do you agree that particular details of reality we could know absolutely with absolute truth? Particular details.
That depends on what absolute means. If it means that there's nothing more you can learn about it, then no.
All right.
If it means that your knowledge is infallible, then no.
All right. That it's correct. That it's a correct statement of reality.
Reasonably, but I wouldn't say the word absolute. There's the problem.
Okay, well, maybe we could find common ground, because I think you do believe in absolute, and you're just afraid of it.
Okay. I'm not afraid.
Well, here's my two questions. First, do you exist?
Within the confines of this video game, I would have to exist, yes.
You exist. So that is a statement of absolute truth that
Why
you
is it
exist.
Absolute? Just because it is true doesn't mean it is absolute.
Well, you could assert that other people are a figment of your imagination, right? You could assert that, but you can't assert that you don't exist.
Let's say we agree for a moment that there are things that are true and there are things that are not true. And if we're going to discuss creationism versus evolutionary science, we do have to agree that there are things that are definitely not true.
What, only for the purpose of the discussion?
What?
That's only for the purpose of the discussion? We're going to
agree? How else are we going to continue?
So we're only going to agree that there are things that are true and not true just for the purpose of the discussion. But really, Aaron Ra doesn't think that phylogeny shows you truth.
You want to accuse me of fear, so yeah. I'm going to face this imaginary fear that you've concocted for me.
All right.
And I'm going to say, okay, I will accept that there are things that are true and there are things that are not true.
All right.
I prefer not to use the word absolute because it implies knowledge beyond our ability.
All right. Well, when you state, there's my second question. When you state there is no absolute truth, is that absolutely true? Can you take that to the bank? When you say there is no absolute truth, is that absolute?
Following the clarification, it is obviously from the human perspective.
So you think
there's no absolute truth.
So from the human perspective, so the mass of Pluto only is real if it's known from the human perspective. See, whether we know it or not doesn't change truth.
No.
This is a very confusing world an atheist ends up in, where they're afraid of truth.
It is a very confusing world an atheist ends up in whenever I have to talk about creationism with a creationist. Yes, it's terribly confusing. We're not even speaking the same language.
All right. So now,
I prefer to say that something is true or something is not true. I don't have to add the word absolute. Does adding the word absolute make something true more true?
The only reason that I do that is because I found out when talking to atheists, when they speak of something is true, they don't really mean that. They mean it's only true for me in my perspective, in my human perspective, but maybe Pluto doesn't really exist.
No.
That's what they mean.
You'll never get that from me. You'll never get that from me. If it's true for me, it's true for you.
All right.
It's true for everybody.
All right. So you do agree then that the universe is not orbiting the Earth once every 24 hours?
Yes.
But you're afraid to say that that is an absolute truth.
I'm not afraid to say anything. I refuse to use the word absolute because it doesn't mean anything in the context of our conversation.
So it could be.
Something is either true, so far as we can tell, or it is not true.
So it could be.
And we cannot say absolutely.
All right. So it could be in your scientific understanding that there are galaxies traveling 30 trillion times faster than the speed of light to get around the Earth. That's a possibility because you won't admit.
The reality that I understand would not permit that. As I said,
but
the universe
don't,
would have to be an illusion.
But you're not making a commitment. Okay, so
I am making a commitment. It's either true or it's not true. And I don't see the purpose of adding absolute true.
All right. So
what benefit does that grant you?
It exposes the word game that atheists play when they admit to truth, but only for the purpose of our conversation.
You are playing a word game. That's why you're telling me that I'm afraid to use a word inappropriately. I will not use the word absolute true because for the very reasons I explained.
Okay,
you can either harp on that and not get over it and we can end the conversation can get past make progress.
I'm fine with it from the first few minutes. So should we go to your phylogeny challenge or should I clarify? We've now spent 2 hours with your first foundational video and we have confirmed that you've put not one bit of evidence to your central claim in that video, and I assert that you cannot.
You mean the part that you proved for me?
Yeah, that part. Let's hear what you said. Let's hear what you said.
Okay, not only did I provide substantial evidence, but in re-listening to that little bit of conversation, I figured out where you were confused. I never implied in any way that you as a creationist do not concede that other people do not believe everything you do. But you confess to me that you hold to the belief that you will either believe evolution without God or you will believe in God without evolution. And you explain that to me in no uncertain terms again and again and again.
All right.
You hold to that belief. I said that it is a belief. It did not mean that that belief should, from your perspective, apply to everyone.
All right, Aaron, let's hear what you said. If you could just listen to your clips, they're short, And then I'll assert that you don't give one bit of evidence in this video that these claims are true.
It actually forbids critical inquiry and promotes anti-intellectualism and is based on at least a dozen foundational falsehoods. First and foremost among them is the idea that accepting evolution requires the rejection of theism, if not all other religious or spiritual beliefs as well.
Now the next clip.
For decades, those behind the creationism movement have tried very hard to portray the illusion that one cannot accept evolution and still believe in God. They know better.
Now the next clip is number 14.
Poll after poll continues to reveal that around the world, most evolutionists are Christian and most Christians are evolutionists. So evolution is not synonymous with atheism.
All right.
That's been their central claim since the creationism movement began.
All right. Okay. So everything you're asserting here, Aaron, you don't give one quote from not one creationist leader, not any creationist, that they assert that you cannot accept evolution and still believe in God. You say it's our central claim.
They don't. You don't.
Huh?
You explained. I'm not saying that you believe everyone else believes what you believe.
I know that. That's nothing to do with our conversation. That would be lunacy.
That's what you're holding to, though.
False. Here, let me explain to you your confusion, and I would suggest to you that you are not as good at thinking as you presume that you are. Here is your confusion. You think that if we argue evolution is false, and we argue that atheism is false, that therefore we're asserting that evolution is synonymous with atheism, that is a non sequitur. You are confused. That's why you show Ken Ham speaking in a video, but the video is silent.
I didn't show Ken Ham speaking in a video at all.
You did, but the video is silent, and you do a voiceover, and you're telling the audience that we teach that evolution is synonymous with atheism, and then you go on to prove that it's not. That's a straw dummy that you knocked down.
No, sir. It was something that you confirmed yourself four times in our lesson.
So I said that evolution is synonymous with atheism. I said you cannot accept evolution and still believe in God. I said that? Because
no,
I believe you could.
You didn't say that everyone else.
I'm not saying that.
Accept that. You said that you don't accept that. Would you like to know exactly how you said it?
It's not relevant to the fact
well, yes,
that you don't provide
relevant.
In
you're
your video.
About me not providing evidence,
you don't give one shred of evidence that your claim is true. Not one shred of evidence, Aaron. You should correct your video.
How about the four shreds of evidence you provided when you admitted that's what you believe?
Okay, go ahead and tell me
again,
when I said evolution is synonymous
that
with
you
atheism.
Told me yeah. last week
yeah.
why you don't accept evolution.
Right, so I don't accept evolution. That's true.
Why? The reason you gave me last week, what was the reason you told me, though, you don't accept evolution?
Well, I got two bits of evidence out of my mouth. One is that the laws of thermodynamics indicate...
Okay, let's talk about that first.
Wait, let me tell
Why?
You the two.
No, no,
let,
be
because you never let me
let's
get... No, no.
I'll get to that.
No, you're not
you
going
express,
to.
You
no, I'm going to tell you the second one.
Times.
I'm going to tell you the
let's
second
go
one.
Over
Put him on hold for a
four.
Second. Put him on hold for
hold
a second.
On. Explain what it?
Right.
No,
we're
going to be systematic.
All right, Aaron's on hold for a second. We'll see if he's still there in 30 seconds. My first argument was the laws of thermodynamics indicate that the universe could not have created itself, so it needed a supernatural origin. My second argument was information, the information content within living cells. We never got to that. Let's go back to Aaron. Go ahead, Aaron. All right. Aaron's gone. And that's fine, because we obviously were not going to have a conversation. Here's what I'd like to do. Now, are we sure? Feel free to try to call him back, but this is what I want to do. I want to play our two pre-produced segments that we were going to use on Real Science Friday. The first pre-produced segment regards his claim that creationists, the central claim of the creationist movement is that we teach that you cannot accept evolution and still believe in God. The way he put it, he said, accepting evolution requires the rejection of theism. He also put it that way. And he said that Christians are wrong. Evolution is not synonymous with atheism. Now, creationists assert none of these things. The second pre-produced segment we will play for you is our answer to Aaron Ross Phylogeny Challenge. So let's do this. Arn Ra, the YouTube atheist, says that the first foundational error of creationism is that we claim that evolution is synonymous with atheism, which we do not claim. In his video, he provides not a single quote from any leading creationist, indeed not one quote from any creationist, to show his point. When I pointed this out a week ago to Arn Ra, he started to indicate that his video shows Ken Ham himself speaking, but I pointed out that the video of Ken Ham was silent and it had Arn Ra's voiceover. Arn Ra's voice, not Ken Ham's. And I challenge him to provide one example from any leading creation ministry of what he claims, that we make the utterly absurd claim that no one could believe in God and in evolution. That's absurd. We don't say it. Now, listen to this from Arn Ra himself. He says that creationism
is based on at least a dozen foundational falsehoods. First and foremost among them is the idea that accepting evolution requires the rejection of theism, if not all other religious or spiritual beliefs as well.
And now this.
For decades, those behind the creationism movement have tried very hard to portray the illusion that one cannot accept evolution and still believe in God. They know better.
Okay, I assert we never have said such a thing. And there's no evidence in Arn Ra's video that we have. Let's hear clip number 14.
Poll after poll continues to reveal that around the world, most evolutionists are Christian, and most Christians are evolutionists. So evolution is not synonymous with atheism.
No kidding! And if we say that it is, then he should provide evidence. Let's listen to this last clip to this effect.
That's been their central claim since the creationism movement began.
Central claim? But I cannot play for you now the quotes from Arn Ra's video that document that we teach this because he doesn't give any quote, not one shred of evidence to back up his first foundational claim against us. And apparently, even with his millions of views on YouTube, apparently not a single evolutionist has ever asked him for such evidence. Well, bias has that kind of effect. It doesn't need evidence. And here is what Arn Ra is so far unable to think through. This is his error. If we argue that evolution is false, and we argue that atheism is false, he confuses himself into thinking that we are asserting that evolution is synonymous with atheism. How's that? Because we say that they're both wrong? That is a non sequitur. It doesn't follow. It's as confused as thinking that if someone is opposed to the UFO craze, and if they're opposed to Keynesian economics, that therefore they claim that Lord Keynes was an alien. I mean, that's how bizarre that conclusion is. So I challenge Arn first to admit that his video provides not a single quote to substantiate his claim, not one, and then to go and try to find a quote to prove that he's right. And when he cannot from any leading creation ministry, then he needs to take his own advice and do this.
But if you believe in truth at all, then you should make sure that the things you say actually are true, that they are defensibly accurate and academically correct. And if they're not correct, you should correct them. You wouldn't claim to know anything you couldn't prove that you knew.
Yeah, you wouldn't claim it, Arn. Your first video, Arn, shows that there are millions of theistic evolutionists in the world, something we creationists have always addressed. And you argue that the very existence of theistic evolutionists proves that we're wrong, since you allege that we claim that such a thing doesn't exist. Don't you think you should provide evidence that we make that claim? Arn, this is called a straw man fallacy, where you easily knock down your opponent because you misrepresented him. Next time you make an accusation, I suggest you provide evidence that it's true. Hey, the good news is that Arn Ra is coming back on the show. My producer got him back on. We're thrilled about that. So we will continue with our discussion. We'll get to the phylogeny challenge. It's going to be important. So please tune in. Also, our website, realsciencefriday.com. And you could click on our store and look in the science department. We have wonderful materials, and you can let other people hear all the fun science shows we got online at kgov.com.
Marriage is the very foundation of human society, but it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.